For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Actor and Democratic donor George Clooney is calling for President Joe Biden to exit the campaign, and Michael Douglas says it is a valid idea at this point. Clooney says he is concerned about Biden's health and mental state. Many people have said as much since that debate with former President Donald Trump. However, Biden has said he's not going anywhere, and his press secretary backed him up on that this week at the most recent press briefing.
He is going to focus on continuing to work on behalf of the American people, continuing to build on an unprecedented record that he's been able to get done with many of these congressional members that he's proud to have worked with. But that's his focus right now.
Well, the next debate between Biden and Trump is set for September, but people are wondering whether it will actually take place, given the events and the comments of the past 2 weeks. NATO members are committing more on defense spending, in part, to boost military aid to Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
All 32 NATO allies are pledging to increase their own domestic defense production.
This new pledge sends an unmistakable message to the world that every NATO member is committed to doing their part to keep the alliance strong.
President Biden warned Russia's defense industry is on a wartime footing and being helped by China, Iran, and North Korea.
We will not be surpassed, we cannot be surpassed by anyone when it comes to our readiness.
A growing number of NATO allies are also meeting defense spending targets, with 23 members expected to reach the 2% GDP goal this year.
Since the October 7th terrorist attacks last year in Israel, you heard numerous reports about incidents of anti-Semitism on college and university campuses here in the U.S. One college news outlet is taking a look back. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Matt Lamb is associate editor for the College Fix. His team reflected on some of the incidents that stood out the most.
College Fix has reported on over 200 stories since October 2023 of anti-Semitism or anti-Semitism concerns on college campuses.
He said some of the stories go beyond just chanting or setting up encampments.
They include, for example, someone who allegedly firebombed a police car at UC Berkeley, Columbia University administrators who were caught mocking an anti-Semitism panel, Jewish students prevented from attending classes at MIT, and various graduation ceremonies that were disrupted by anti-Israel protesters.
Lamb gave another example of encampments set up at UCLA in April and May. A reporter from the Daily Caller went to the encampments
and was told that he shouldn't be asking questions because he's a white person.
He said there was violence there and violence at other universities, such as when authorities tried to shut down encampments.
At some universities, students have had their degrees withheld. In other cases, universities have had students arrested and then had the charges dropped. A lot of those cases, I assume, will continue to play out in the coming months. That's the nature of the criminal justice system. Of course, the students have due process rights, and there's various things that might be going on between the university and law enforcement and the students.
Lamb said this will probably be an issue going into the fall, and that we'll see if universities that are better at cracking down on disruptive behavior see less of it in the upcoming school year. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Two astronauts who should have been back on Earth weeks ago say they are confident that Boeing's space capsule can return them safely. NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams launched aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule early last month. Leaks and thruster failures almost derailed their arrival at the International Space Station and has kept them there much longer than planned. In a news conference today, the pair said they expect to return once thruster testing is complete here on Earth. They say they are not complaining about getting extra time in orbit and are enjoying helping the station crew. In final news, one study may make your breakfast look a bit different. Fox's Lisa Brady explains.
Recent research indicates there are significant health benefits to eating less bacon or less processed meats in general. Scientists say if Americans cut back their bacon consumption by just 10 slices per week, it would substantially reduce the number of deaths from cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and colorectal cancer. The study is published in the journal Lancet Planetary Health.
Find more news on AFN.net.